what the Gemara says. Meis vehavakasha. It says halacha to steft and tainis, Gemara and tainis also, a zeyo zmano sharavia. When is the time that we say, like in Eretz Yisrael, that the rain season, when the rain starts to come down? So it says, Habechira, the first rain season is supposed to be the Gimel. In Gimel Mar Cheshvan, that's when the first rain is supposed to come down. B'Nabeninis, when's the second time? Pishiva, the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. That's the second season already. Afela, when's the third season? B'Yesrim V'Sholosh, the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan, that's the time ready for the third season to start. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. These are the three Shitas, three Zmanim, when rain should start to come down. Rabbi Yehuda Leimer. Bishiva, he also knows, the first Zman, the earliest Zman, is the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. Or Bishiva Osir, and the second Zman is the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan. Or Bishiva V'Shalosha, and the 23rd day. That's the third Zman. So the Machlekes is the first two Zmanim. It's the third Zman, they both agree it's the 23rd day. The Machlekes is, when is the first and second? Rabbi Yossi Yomer, B'Shiva Asa. No, the first Zman of the rain is on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. The second is, will be Esrim M'Shloisha, the 23rd day. U'v'achodesh Kislev. In Rosh Chodesh Kislev today, that's the Zman of the end, of the beginning of the third Zman, Hageshamim. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. V'chein ha'yir Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi used to say like this, that ein ha'yichid misanim. Like when is there halacha in Eretz Yisrael, if the rain didn't come down, even after the third time, then they start to fast. So when should Yechidim start to fast? A tainus for Geshamim, if the rain didn't come down yet, that's the beginning of the third Zman, and if by that time the rain did not come down, that's when Yechidim have a right to start fasting, like davening to Hashem that there should be rain. Suran says it means Talmidei Chachamim, Hamisanin Umispalin, Ala Geshamim, Fiatnama Perakam of the Tainus. Heschilu Yechidim Misanin. This is the earliest time when even the Yechidim, the Talmidei Chachamim, they used to start fasting that Hashem should give down the rain. For Yamrinan Allah, and we said the Mor said upon this, Bishleima Revi'ah Rishayna. But the question is, why do we have to have three times of the rain season? So Bishleima, the earliest Zman, Revi'ah Rishayna Lishoyal. That's very good. When are you supposed to start saying V'Sein Talamotor? When are you supposed to start saying V'Sein Talamotor? That's the beginning of the rain season. The beginning of the rain season, that's when you're supposed to start saying the same Talamotar. Whether it's the third day of Macheshvan, or the seventh day of Macheshvan, or the 17th. That's what the rain season is for. Shlishis, what's it negay, the third rain season, that's also good. That's Lithanis, that in the case where the rain did not come down yet, then the Yechidim start fasting. If by the third season already the rain did not come down, then Yechidim start to fast. But for what purpose does it say here the second time? Like what's Nageya, the middle Zman, when the rain is supposed to come? What's Nageya to us is the first Zman and the last Zman. Now, V'yomer Rab Zera says, L'neider, it's Nageya to an Issa Neder. And V'yaminan Lo, we say on this, Kaman, who does this go like? Kaman Oslo, Hoda Tanya. Who does it go like? The data we learn. Now, as the Ran says, what does L'neider mean? Shim no darad hageshamim. If someone makes an Issa Neder, he can't drink wine until the Geshamin. So until how long is the Yasa to drink the wine? Also Ad Revi Yishniya, like we had in our Mishnah. That's what's not good, the second Zman. He's also to drink wine now until it becomes the second time of rain. The Stam Geshamin, because when a person says Stam Geshamin, Revi Yishniya Mashma. She Makdemis Loi Macheris. Because the early ones is a little bit early. The late ones is late. But vice versa, the normal season for the rain to come down is the middle season. So in Lashon B'nei Adam, when people talk that I'm making an Issa Neder, I can't drink wine until the rain, you mean the middle season. So it's good why it says the middle Zman here, that's Megeh to Hilchos Nedarim. Now, for Yamin Allah, the Gemara says on this, Kaman Ozla, who does it go like? Ho de Tanya, that we learned, like in our Mishnah, that Yom Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Kishomim, oh no, that's not our Mishnah, it's a Teseft and Tainis, that Yom Shimon Megamliel Oimer, Kishomim Sheyardu Shiva Yomim, rain that came down 7 days straight, Zeh Achazeh, Atamoina b'hen revia rishreino shniya. Yishno, if it rains for 7 days straight, that's the first man and the second man also. Zechura kamaz ruzagol like Rav Yosi. That's like Rav Yosi shita. Because Rav Yosi says here that the first man is b'shivasa. And the second man is b'yesu m'shloisha, 23. So 17 to 23 is 7 days. So if it rains 7 days straight, that's called the first man and the second man. So Gemara says, Radharan says, Kaman knows all the Tanya, that Yashim Galilayna, Gishav Mashiyadu Shivas Yamin, Zeach Hazeh, Atamon Lem Revi Yerishayin Oshniya, Kaman Krab Yaisi, Tiyama Beyud Zayin of Echav Gimel. So that's how you have 7 days in between. Yidol Reb Meir, Lekin Zayin Yamin, Ben Yerishayin Oshniya. According to Reb Meir, it's more than 7 days. Reb Meir says, it's less. Reb Meir says it's Gimel, and then it's Beshiva. Vil Reb Yudi Ketfeid is much more. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbanu Kamaluhu, Lidi Day, like Avdinin, Vinoy Debi, read this, Kisham Klau. According to me, it's not totally. El of this man is totally in this man. When the time is supposed to come. El of this who, according to you, need the Kavdis to be read us, you read the Mamish, you want the rain, when the it's a nether, ends, when the rain Mamish starts to come down. Oidu Lemias, but agree to me, the Alpha P, Shez Chalti, Ridos, and Hoysam, Etchilas Revi, Rishoyna, even though this rain season started at the beginning of the first man, for like Pasqua did not stop, since it rained now for 7 days straight, it's called the second rainfall. And therefore, that's not the nafkamin here. In other words, that's the chiddush here. That even according to the man Diyoma that says, that like the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that Arha Geshama means until the second rainfall actually comes. So here what happens was, it started to rain on Shiva Asabai. That's the first rain. But it rains for 7 days straight. So now when it came to the 23rd day, it was still raining. So the question is that rain called the second rain season? Or maybe it's still called the continuation of the first one? So that's what the Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, Ms. Braisa, back to Chachamim. The Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, according to me, Avadim, it's good. Rav Shimon Gamliel himself holds that all you have to have is until Chav Gimel B'Macheshren, just the time when the rain is supposed to come. You don't need the rain to come altogether. So Vada, when it becomes Chav Gimel B'Macheshren, your nether goes away. Rav Shimon Gamliel saying back to the Tanakama, even according to you, that you say no, you have to have the rain itself, the second rainfall, agree to me though, we started to rain on the 17th, the first rainfall. And there's a straight, continuous flow of rain for 7 days straight. Now it's called the second rainfall, that the nether should go away. Shnei Kaman Kriyav Yosi. Someone says it goes, Yisran says, Gesakta Baitach, Tivinoi Dirat HaGeshor Maskinu. We're talking about you made a nether until the rain. Tochi Yav Yurchayu Dinsh, that's where people talk. Now, V'yemisil of Reb Zerah, if you hold like Reb Zerah, so the Havamina was a person said Ad HaGeshem. Not that you said Ad HaGeshomim, but you said Ad HaGeshem. And still you see it's a machloikis of Shimon Galil in the Tanakama, do you need the rain itself or not? So of course that's not like Reb Zerah. Reb Zerah started off the Gemara to say that the machloikis, if you need the rain itself, is only if you say the Lashon Ad HaGeshomim. But if you say Ad HaGeshem, then everybody agrees you only mean Ad Zaman Geshomim, until the time comes. And here in the Bryce, it's not mashma like that. Here the Havamina is, the Bryce is talking about, you said Ad HaGeshem, and still you see, according to Tanakama, you need the rain itself to come down. Just as Shimon Gamliel says back to Tanakama, that's called you have the second rain. Since it rained now for 7 days straight, and now is the 23rd day, it's called the second rain. But if it wouldn't be called the second rain itself, if the rain is not here, mashma the nether would not end. So of course, that's not like Reb Zerah. Reb Zerah started off to say, Ad HaGeshem, everybody agrees. You only need the time, not the actual rain. Zemar says, Zemar answers no. Hahu diyomar Ad HaGeshomim. As you hear the Braisa, Reb Zerah learns, it's not where you said Ad HaGeshem, but you said Ad HaGeshomim. When you say you make Yirsa Nether, you can't drink the wine. Ad HaGeshomim, that's our Mishnah, that is the Machlokes Tanakam and Reshim Ben Gamliel. Does Ad HaGeshama mean until the second rain actually comes down? Or does it only mean until the time when the rain is supposed to come down?
Then it's good as Braisa. Then Shimon Gamliel says back to Tanakama, even according to you, you should agree to me that in the case where it's raining 7 days straight, the last day is considered the rain of the second season, and that should be the end of the neder. So, Koponim, there's no stira, no kasha to Rav Zera. Yeah. Mishnah says like this. Somebody says, Koinem Yayin Sheini Toyim Lashonah. He makes an issa neder, he's not going to drink wine this year. Lashonah. Well, Lashonah means for a year. Now, Nisabru Hashonah, this year that you're in now, has an extra month. You're at the beginning of the year, right after Rosh Hashanah. And you say you can't drink wine for a year, Lashonah. And now this year has an extra chedish. Is also bo'u bi'abura. You're also even till the end of Adashani. You're also mamish. I mean, you're also to the 13 months. You're also. Since you said Lashonah, Lashonah means this year. And since this year has 13 months to it, you're also all 13 months. Ad Rosh Adar. Let's say somebody said in this and that, I can't drink wine until Rosh Chodesh Adar. He meant to say Ad Rosh Adar Horishon. He's only usher to drink wine until the Rosh Chodesh of Adar Rishon. Even though there are two Adars this year, even though there's an extra month, but when you say Stam Adar, Adar always means Adar Rishon. And therefore you're allowed to drink wine at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. What about if somebody says Ad Seif Adar? I can't drink wine until the end of Adar. The same thing. Ad Seif Adar Horishon. Rav Soma Gerasi Ad Seif Ad Sheni should be Churias Mum Stavra means here Ad Chodesh Ad Sheni. And since you said till the end here means till the end of the second Rosh Chodesh. So the Ran on the Sun on the days has the Gersa. The Ran on the Bay says like this: Kachi Yikra Gersa. Yikra Gersa is not like that. Yikra Gersa is that even if you say Ad Seif Adar, you only mean Ad Seif Adar Rishon. You only mean till the end of the first Adar. Kachi Ikra Girsa, the Ranzer, that's the Ikra Girsa. For Taima, what's the reason? The Khuri, he said, till the end of Adar, so if there are two Adars this year, he should mean till the end of the second Adar. How come this Girsa says he only means till the end of the first Adar? He says, Mishum the Adar Stama Rishon Mashma. When somebody says the word Adar Stam, you only mean the first Adar. That's this Girsa. Then the Ran says, Vika the Garsi Ad Seif Adar means Ad Seif Adar Sheni. There is a Girsa that says no, when you say till the end of Adar, you mean till the end of the second Adar. To Marsh Malay, to Shnei Adarim Kechodesh Echad, hein. Like you're calling both Adars like one long month. Hilkach Yomer Ad Rosh, Misasar Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. When you say till the beginning, you mean till the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Rishon. Hilkach Yomer Ad Seif, you mean till the end of the second Adar. So that's the two Girsas in our Mishnah. So more says like this now. Alma, what do we see? That's Toma the Adar the Koma Rishonu. When a person Stam says Ad Adar, that everybody agrees you only also till the first Rosh Chodesh Adar. So Stam Adar means the first Chodesh Adar, even though this year has two Adars. Stam Adar means the first one. So Mar says the Chura Leimah Mastisim Rabbi Yehudi. Our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tetanya would not like this. Adar Horishon, the first month. Kosev Adar Horishon. You have to speak out and write down in the shtar or something. You have to write down clearly this is Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni. When we're holding in the middle of Adar Sheni, Kosev Adar Stam. Then you have a right only to write Adar Stam. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So you see, according to Rabbi Meir, just the opposite of our Mishnah, that Adar Stam means Adar Sheni. And when you mean Adar Rishon, you have to speak out clearly Adar Horishon. We have Yehuda Raimano. Adar Horishon Kaisav Stam. When you're doing something in the first month, the first Adar, you just have to write it down Stam. Adar Horishon, that's called Stam. Adar Sheni, if you're doing something in the second Chodesh Adar, then Kaisav Tanian. You have to write down, this is the second Chodesh. So our Mishnah goes like a Yehuda, that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Therefore, if somebody makes this an Adar, he can't drink wine until Chodesh Adar, even though there are two Adars this year, it's mutter to you at the beginning of the first Chodesh Adar. Omer Abaye says no. Afilu Taimer Rabbi Meir. Even if you want to say our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Meir over here, I'll tell you Hod the Yoda de Mabra Shosa Hod the Lo Yoda. Here in the Brisa, Rabbi Meir is talking about where the person knows there are two Adars. If you know there are two Adars, then Adar Stam is Adar Sheni, and Adar Rishon you have to speak out to mean Adar Rishon. But our Mishnah, I tell you, was talking about where the person does not realize that there are two others. If you don't realize there are two others, then when you say Adas Tam, you mean at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar, the first Chodesh Adar there is, that's the one that you mean. All right, turn over. That's the notion that a few times Rameya had the yoda the marbushasa had the la yoda.